From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. On Capitol Hill today, twists and turns. There was a dramatic turn of events and a whole lot of arm twisting. Late this afternoon, House Republican leaders postponed the vote on Speaker John Boehner's debt ceiling bill. And that's when the debate among Republicans went behind closed doors and the waiting began. According to Speaker Boehner's office, there will be a vote tonight. That at least is the plan. But it's now 4 hours since that vote was scheduled to take place. And NPR's David Wellner joins us now from Capitol Hill to bring us up to speed. David, what happened today in the House?
Well, Robert, quite simply, Speaker John Boehner's plan, which raises the debt ceiling enough for the next few months and cuts spending by about the same amount, failed to get enough members behind it to ensure its passage. Democrats are united against the bill because they say it means having to do this all over again in a few months. But Boehner also has something of an insurrection going on in his own party. At least a couple of dozen conservative Republicans, many of them with Tea Party ties, have been saying that they can't bring themselves to vote for a bill that doesn't lock in long-term systemic changes in how money is borrowed and spent. And they're also upset that there are $17 billion in the bill for Pell Grants, which subsidize low-income college students. Conservatives see that as a kind of welfare, and they say it has no business in being in a budget reduction bill. For a while today, it looked like Boehner was going to muster the 217 votes he needs to pass his bill in the House. He predicted this afternoon that that's exactly what would happen. But then early this evening, after several hours of debate on the bill were winding down and the hour was approaching to vote on the bill, word went out that the vote on the bill would be delayed. And there's been no official explanation for why that happened, but clearly the problem is a shortage of yes votes for the Speaker, whose prestige and maybe even whose job as the top Republican are on the line in this crucial test of his clout.
And there have been reports on tweets and blogs that all evening Republican members who were at least thought to be wavering possibly were being called in to meet with the leadership. Do we have any sense that the Republicans are close to announcing anything, either a postponement of the vote until tomorrow or that they will go ahead and that they, which would imply that they have a majority? What do we think?
Well, you know, I didn't see much evidence that these leaders had been able to change the minds of these recalcitrant members who were being called in. And if they don't change their minds, they're not going to have enough votes to pass this bill. And, you know, while they're still saying this vote is being held tonight, it's not looking very good at this point.
So what happens if the House can't pass the Boehner bill?
Well, you know, I don't think that they would actually even hold a vote on this bill if Boehner can't round up those 5 to 10 extra votes that he absolutely needs. Republicans would rather pull the bill from the floor than have the humiliating spectacle of seeing it go down in defeat. And, you know, that would be a huge blow to Boehner. And whether the bill passes or not, the action will move on to the Senate, where Majority Leader Harry Reid has a very similar plan to Boehner's for raising the debt ceiling. Only Reid's plan would prevent it having to do this again before next year's elections. And Senate Democrats all say that they're going to vote against Boehner's bill if it does get to the Senate, which is another reason why some House members are wondering why they should cast what they see as a very risky vote in favor of a bill that might be shelved in the Senate.
Okay. With 5 days to go before the deadline for the debt ceiling being extended, really, no end in sight tonight.
Not one that we can see right now.
Okay. Thanks, David. That's NPR congressional correspondent David Wellner.